Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. By Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. And by New Jersey Lottery, anything can happen in Jersey. All right, we have a big game, too, at the Garden tonight. The Knicks and Pistons. How do the Knicks avoid getting off to the clunky start they got off to in a game one? Well, I'm here to give you the five Knicks that need to be dudes and dogs tonight.
They're dudes!
Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Pointsless. 0 from 3 from downtown. Deuce McBride tonight. You can't expect another big campaign effort. Deuce has to be the points guy off the bench.
Dog!
Sure.
Why not?
All right,
that's an easy one.
Here we go.
Number four.
He was a dude and dog in the second half of game one, but you still worry about his ankle. Jalen Brunson.
Dude! He'll
be hobbled tonight.
Obvious.
Doesn't Jalen always have to be number one? Right. He's the best player on the team. And more times than not in the NBA playoffs, you go as far as your stars take you.
But if he's banged up, the need for him to be a dude or a dog, you know, it's back on the four spot.
As I think about this list, you could just easily just do the five starters.
Probably. They do damage.
But that would be lazy, Tiki. Here we go.
Number three.
It is Karl Anthony Towns. And you know what? The one thing from Cat I want to see tonight, a little tentative in that first quarter. I know he got cooking the rest of the way. How about we get off to the good start here in the first quarter?
I think in the 21-0 run, Cat was responsible for 0 of the 21 points,
correct?
Mm-hmm.
Sit him down.
Here we go.
Number two.
Mikal Bridges.
Wow.
Look,
other than Deuce, it's all starters.
Would be nice to have a moment in this series if you're Bridges. Forget what you're seeing down the road. If we don't expect the Knicks to get out of round two, Bridges, be nice to put his little stamp on something in one playoff game with the Knicks this year.
I can't believe I'm actually disagreeing with you. I think that come playoff time, we have to forget expectations. We got to forget what amount of draft picks we're giving up.
Five firsts.
I'm aware of how many firsts.
Five.
I know. I think you just need to be a very good wing defender. Mm. You need to be the guy that you thought you were getting. And I thought in game one, he wasn't bad. He wasn't a defensive lot. I thought he defended at a pretty good level. I know the rest of his stats don't jump out at you, but I don't think you necessarily need that from Mikal Bridges. Now, there may be a game in this series where you do, or a game in this playoff run where you do, but I don't think they needed that in game one.
All right, here we go.
Number one.
And the number one Nick that needs to be a dude or dog tonight is actually Tom Thibodeau. Four guys off the bench playing double-digit minutes. Obviously, we expect that from Mitch Robinson in that game. He, to his credit, rode the hot hand with campaign. He was not stubborn with just riding the starters into the ground for 45 minutes on game one.
I'll give you an interesting fact through the first games of the NBA postseason. They are calling less fouls
so
far.
That always happens in the postseason, doesn't
but
it?
But this is even more so.
Right, let them play.
I agree with it. And so you then start to say, well, who does that benefit? Like, does that, in this Knicks series, forget about every other series, who does it benefit? I think the Knicks this season were 23rd in free throw attempts this year. The Pistons were like 12th. So based on that, the Pistons were more reliant on that. I know we've talked before this series started. They're the more physical team. They're the tougher team, blah, blah, blah. But based on the regular season, they relied more on getting to the free throw line than the Knicks did.
Well, that did, I mean, it, you don't think of it that way, but when you say it that way, it makes a lot of sense why the Pistons ended up struggling in the second half of this game.
Yeah, well, they also missed a lot of open shots.
So you missed the easy ones, or the open ones, I'd say, because they're not easy. But you missed the open ones, and then you don't get to the line.
Yeah.
Then you're not winning, period.
And here's the other way you're not going to win. And this is the other difference in game one that the Knicks had that the Pistons didn't have. And I think where we kind of shortchanged the advantage Jalen Brunson has over Cade Cunningham. Cade's a brilliant young player. He may eventually be a star in this league. That game was his first postseason game. That was his first experience. I thought the Knicks did a great job defensively against him. He never took over the game. He wasn't that superstar. And if the Pistons are going to win 4 out of 7 games or even make it a series, there's going to have to be moments where Cade Cunningham, as the kids like to say, is him. And to Tom Thibodeau and the Knicks' credit, I thought they defended him very well. Okay. So we'll see what happens tonight over at the old barn, Madison Square Garden. Now, speaking of Madison Square Garden, the New York Rangers are a disaster. They're an absolute joke. They're a pimple to the NHL world. And now they need to hire a brand new head coach. So Sean Morash, at 5:08 and 35 seconds, you, as the voice of Ranger fans, did I tell you about Jet meeting Boomer earlier this
week? Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This morning.
Oh, did he?
Mets suck.
He didn't say that. Boomer's very nice. There's nothing against Boomer. Boomer's like, hey, Jet, nice to meet you. As Boomer walks away, Jet looks at me. He's like, wow, I didn't know Boomer was that old.
Oh, no, he didn't.
And I'm like, you know what, Chet? Good job not saying that to him. Because that just would have been mean.
Yeah. So it's just better job giving it to you to say on afternoon drive.
It just made me laugh. No, but it was an important lesson because it was a teaching moment. I said, yeah, I'm glad you didn't say, don't say that to somebody. It's just not nice.
Never comment on age.
Yeah. Never comment on age, man, woman.
Especially women.
Yeah. Right, especially. So it was a good learning experience where I got to teach him that. Like, hey, yeah, I'm glad you didn't say that. That's cool. But now I said it on the radio, so it's more coming from me. And Boomer making fun of me is no big deal. But if Jet said it to him, it would have made him feel like, what the hell? Is 8-year-olds telling me I'm old?
And Boomer would not have cared that he was 8.
He would have given him a wedgie. Anyhow, Sean Morash, as the voice of Ranger fans, who are you publicly endorsing as the next head coach of the New York Rangers?
It's not the sexiest list up and down, so I'm going off grid. Everybody wants Torts back. You're thinking of the wrong coach to bring back. I do want a coach back. I want Alain Vigneault back as Rangers coach.
What?
Coach them to their last trip to the Stanley Cup.
He Tell us why. Why?
Currently unemployed, got fired in the post-Rangers stint to the Flyers. He made multiple Stanley Cups. He took that Ranger team to the Cup that was the John Tortorella core and guts defensive-minded team, and Vigneault is an offensive, up-tempo type head coach, and I believe the young players the Rangers have now, Alexei Lafreniere, Gabe Perreault, these guys, mixed with the goaltending you get with Shesterkin, I actually think is a better fit core-wise for Vigneault and his style than that previous fit was that he did take to a Stanley Cup.
Wow, I didn't see that coming. So public endorsement of Alain Vigneault.
And I don't want to hear it. These coaches recycle in the NHL a million times.
No, they do.
It's not like the NFL.
They get fired every 2 years, too. So.
Exactly. So if you're just going to fire another guy in 2 years, at least give me the guy I know we can make a Stanley Cup.
Do you want them to get rid of Drury?
Absolutely. I would have done it. They're not going to do it. It's a disgrace that he's going to hire a third head coach. A disgrace.
I get you. All right. Thank you, Sean. We appreciate it. Breaking news out of the Nick Piston series. Isaiah Stewart, who left in the fourth quarter of this game, has been ruled out. So Isaiah Stewart, who played 78 games this season, plays 20 minutes a night, gives you a little roughness, a little rudeness, a little dirtiness. He's out. What have they given any other details, Tommy, besides just being out? I mean, they're not going to tell you anything. I mean, J.B. Bickerstaff's going to keep it close to the vest, but out for game two is a pretty big blow
for
the
Pistons.
Yeah, I just
saw Begley's tweet about it. It said, per the injury report, so I'm going to go to the Pistons' Twitter account.
There you go. So Isaiah Stewart, who's a very dirty player.
Right. What it's even more emphasis now for the Knicks to just take control of this series. Dominate them, put them out of their misery early, and then go get the two that you need to. So it's just, it feels like the Knicks should win this series. Now they're supposed to win this series, especially after taking game one in the fashion that they did. You let momentum ride from game one straight into game two, and then you take care of business and make this thing quick.
And here's that one thing that makes Detroit dangerous is how good they are in transition. Well, if you can take advantage of Stewart being out and beat him up on the offensive glass, they have less ability and less chances to get in transition.
Which they didn't do a good job of, especially in the first half.
No, you're right. Absolutely. It's part of why the game was close.
Right.
Let's get to some of your phone calls. We'll hear from Darren Mugi in the next 10 minutes as well. Let's hear from Ozzie in Woodridge. What's up, Oz?
What's up, Ozzie?
What's going on? Did BT not come to work today because he didn't want to pay up Jet his cash?
That's what Sal Licata said.
That sucks.
Sal, when he saw Jet, was like, oh, now I know why BT wasn't here.
No chance!
He's afraid of Jet.
Speaking of afraid, Ev, did you man up and tell your father-in-law that you ordered Mexican takeout the first night he was gone?
Believe it or not, my father-in-law didn't come back. He actually stayed down in North Carolina for another week. So I haven't seen him yet. But when I do see him, I will let him know that I love the food he made for me, but I also threw in some takeout as well. I mixed it up a little bit.
If you were my son-in-law, I wouldn't come back either. But, you know, that's neither here nor there.
I understand.
I got an observation about Tommy Loogie on the other side of the glass.
Yeah.
So last week we know he bases his sports, quote-unquote, knowledge and opinions on the person's first name. Imagine if Coach Tibbs went by Tommy. He would want to give him a lifetime contract. And then today, about 30 minutes ago, he said he bases his opinions on Comet. Are we kidding ourselves here? How did he get a bridge show? Can we ask the architect what the heck he's doing giving this guy his own show?
What did he say? Like, you base opinions on what?
I didn't understand.
Comet.
On Comet?
No, on comics. Meaning I wanted
comic
the Knicks.
Books.
Comic books.
Oh, like, on comic books.
I wanted the Knicks to be Avengers Endgame and the Infinity Stone, so I was referencing a very popular movie there, Ozzy. Yeah. That's all. I wouldn't say I base my opinions on comic books.
But what does that have to do with your opinion? What did your opinion say?
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.